Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel! Thou shalt observe the feast of tabernacles 7 days, after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. They kept also the feast of tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarenes, to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. We will go into his tabernacles, we will worship at his footstool. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up, Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. And I, that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feasts of tabernacles. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.